Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Meditations on the Gospel of John series. This one is entitled, Revelation Goes Both Ways. Revelation not only opens our eyes to Jesus' true identity, but also gives us the amazing realization that God knows who we are too. Many people believe that they are insignificant blips on God's radar. They think He is much too busy governing the universe to take any notice of them and their unremarkable daily routine. When we are confronted with the astounding revelation that God knows us intimately and cares about even the smallest details of our lives, it has a life-changing effect. When Jesus met Nathanael, He told that man things about Himself that only God would know, which moved him from skepticism to faith. I'm going to read now John chapter 1, verses 47 through 49. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to Him, and He said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to Him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered Him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." New American Standard Bible. I have a friend whose wife had just gotten a terrible diagnosis and prognosis regarding cancer. He heard God say, "I know about this." He told me that when he heard the Lord say that, his faith in a good outcome went through the roof. In fact, God completely healed her of stage 4 cancer afterward. Knowing that God knows us and our situation is transformative. When Jesus met Peter, He let him know that God knew all about him too. I'm going to read from John 1:40 through 42. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him, Jesus, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter, New American Standard Bible. When Jesus spoke prophetically to Peter, it was not some parlor trick designed to awe him into being a disciple. God does not do things that way. The words Jesus told Peter were important at the moment and would be in the future. By changing his name, Jesus altered his destiny. He would become a rock of faith eventually, which was important for him to know later. When God tells us who we are, it supersedes every other thing ever told us. Only God has the right to tell us who we are, because only He truly knows us. When the Holy Spirit reveals Christ's identity to us, it not only transforms us through what is called the new birth, but it also marks us as one of God's chosen ones. When Peter confessed that Jesus is the Messiah, this is what Jesus told him, found in Matthew 16:17 through 19. And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." New American Standard Bible. Jesus looked for those who would respond in faith to His message, and identity. He knew that his heavenly Father had chosen certain ones to belong to him. When our Lord saw faith spring forth in a person, he recognized them to be part of that group his Father gave to him. John 10, 27 through 29 records these words of Jesus, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." New American Standard Bible. Revelation, therefore, reveals Christ to us and shows us who we are too. Any blind person who came to Jesus requesting that his eyes be opened received what he requested. Should we think God would do any less for us? If you have yet to see Jesus in a way that opens your eyes to his true identity and makes you want to worship and serve him, you can ask the Lord to open your spiritual eyes. That is what I did over 50 years ago. God revealed Jesus to me in a life-transforming way. He'll do the same for you. Here's a prayer you might want to say. Jesus, I want to know you as John the Baptist and Peter did. I ask you to open the eyes of my understanding so that I can truly see Jesus. Holy Spirit, come into my life and change me on the inside. Make me a follower of Jesus. I surrender my life to you. Amen. If you prayed this prayer and meant it, God will surely do his part to open your spiritually blind eyes. Please let me know when this happens for you. And I close by reading John 6:40 from the New Living Translation. Jesus said, "For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." God bless you, and thank you for listening.